The Order of Matins, page 208 in the front part of the hymnal. Please stand. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hands. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. You may be seated. The hymn is in your bulletin. Sun ascending, breaking through the gloom of night. On the earth is glory spending, so that darkness takes to flight. Thus my Jesus from the grave, and as this most dreadful came, rose triumphant Easter morning. At the early purple dawning, thanks to Thee, O Christ victorious, thanks to Thee, O Lord of life, death hath now no power o'er us, Thou hast conquered in the strife, thanks because Thou didst arise, and as open paradise. None can fully sing the glory of the resurrection story. Though I be by sin o'ertaken, though I lie in helplessness, though I be by friends forsaken, and must suffer sore distress, though I be despised, condemned, and by all the world condemned, though the dark grave yawn before me, yet the light of hope shines o'er me. Thou hast died for my transgressions, all my sins on thee were laid. Thou hast won for me salvation, on the cross my death was paid. From the grave I shall arise, and shall meet thee in the skies. Death itself is transitory, I shall lift my head in glory. Grant me grace, O blessed Savior, and thy Holy Spirit send, that my walk and my behavior may be pleasing to the end, that I may not fall again, that I may not and pain. Whence by grace thou hast retrieved me, and from which thou hast received me. For the joy thine advent gave me, for thy holy precious word, for thy baptism which dost save me, for thy blessed communion born, for thy death the bitter scorn, for thy resurrection born. Lord, I thank thee and extol thee, and in heaven I shall behold thee.
The psalmody for this morning is also found in the bulletin. We begin with Psalm 92. I'll chant the antiphon, and then we'll chant responsively. This is the day which the Lord hath made, alleluia. We will rejoice and be glad in it, alleluia.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your loving kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness every night.
For an instrument of strings on the lute, and on the harp with harmonious sound.
For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
O Lord, how great are your works, your thoughts are very deep.
A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this.
When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever, but you, Lord, are on high for
enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered.
But with my coin you have exalted like a wild horse. I have been anointed with fresh oil.
My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
It shall still bear fruit in old age. It shall be fresh and flourishing.
To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Alleluia. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. Psalm number 1. My counsel is not with the ungodly, but my will is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in his season.
Whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
The ungodly are not so, but I like the chaff which the wind drives away.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am who I am. My counsel is not with the ungodly, but my will is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 2.
asked of my Father, Alleluia. He has given me the nations, Alleluia, for an inheritance, Alleluia.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing?
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying,
let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision.
Then he shall speak to them in his wrath, and distress them in his deep displeasure.
Yet I have set my King on my holy hill of Zion.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my Son.
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession.
You shall break them with the rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have asked of my Father, Alleluia. He has given me the nations, Alleluia, for an inheritance, Alleluia.
Psalm 3.
I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. Alleluia, alleluia.
Lord, how we have increased. Who troubled me? Many are things who rise up against me.
Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God.
But you, O Lord, are my shield for me. My glory.
I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill.
I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbones. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly.
Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. Alleluia, alleluia.
And Psalm 99.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia, and hath appeared unto Simon. Alleluia.
The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He dwells in Jerusalem, let the earth be moved.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples.
Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy.
The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, he is holy.
Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them.
He spoke to them in a cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and he ordained and saved them.
You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives, though you took vengeance on their deeds.
Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. And hath appeared unto Simon. Alleluia.
The responsory following the readings is on page 213. The epistle reading for Easter Dawn is from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Here ends the reading. The gospel is according to St. John. It's in the 20th chapter. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Here ends the reading. Sing to the Lord, bless his name.
proclaim his salvation from day to day.
Give the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, all glory and strength, give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our sermon text is from Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, St. John's Gospel, along with the other Gospels, all begin with the account of Christ's resurrection at sunrise on Sunday. John 20, verse 1 says, "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb." Now, putting together all of the accounts, the gospel accounts together, we know that Mary Magdalene and the women leave their homes while it is still dark, and thus they arrive at the tomb shortly after the break of dawn. You see, the good news concerning the resurrection of Christ from the dead, it does not have to wait long. At first light, after the required day of rest, our Lord and his angels begin to spread the message of forgiveness and comfort. No, our Lord is not playing shy, nor is he delaying his announcement of his rising. The disciples and the women, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb on Friday before dark. They have spent two nights and a day mulling over and thinking about the things that have happened. He doesn't want them to be overcome with sorrow. Now, like the Emmaus disciples, they most likely told themselves, "We were hoping that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel, but now this sudden turn of events, and it has left them with a dead body in the tomb. They need gospel." During Job's ordeal of suffering, he remarked this way, "When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise and the night be ended? For I have had my fill of tossing till dawn." Job 7, verse 4. So why are the nights especially troublesome? Tossing all night long. For some reason, things are always worse during the night. Therefore, our God tells us in Psalm 91, verse 5, he says, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day." You see, our God knows our situation, and he doesn't want you to have to wait even a moment longer than need be. Psalm 46, verse 5, "God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn." Yes, did you hear that? Right at the break of dawn, our Lord rose from the dead, and he began his work of telling us not to fear. He is the one who was going to redeem Israel. And more than that, he has already accomplished that fact. the atonement of our sins. He has finished his work. No more tossing and turning in your sins. Death is defeated, and Christ is the victor. Your Lord has come to help you just at the break of dawn. Now, as you can see, the scriptures connect the rising of the sun at dawn with our Savior's resurrection and his promised help. But more than that, there is, well, some scriptural teaching which goes beyond simply a time reference. Psalm 84:11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun." The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And Isaiah 60, verse 19 says, "The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory." So our God is said to be the sun and the light. And when we get to the book of Revelation, we find that there is no sun because Christ, yes, Christ is there, and his countenance was like the sun, shining in the strength. So with the coming of our Savior, Matthew 4, verse 16, says this, that the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, a light has dawned. It's Christ, isn't it? The dawn happens in the east with the rising of the sun. So I guess it shouldn't surprise us that our help comes from the east. Because, well, the garden. Yeah, the garden was planted eastward in Eden. And it's from the land of paradise that our help comes to take us back to there. In the Benedictus, the canticle from Luke 1, verse 78 is translated this way, "When the day shall dawn upon us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness." In fact, the New International Version even says, "Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven." The New King James gives it, well, a more personified image. It says it this way, "The day spring from on high has visited us." Jesus coming to visit. So when the rising sun comes to us, Ephesians 5 verse 14 says, "Awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Mary Magdalene, she went to the tomb with the women, but she didn't wait around with them. When she saw that the stone had been rolled away, she actually ran back. She missed that angelic announcement, and so she didn't know the meaning of all these things. She tells Peter and John, and they come running, and then she returns to the tomb after them. But Jesus appears to her. It takes some time for the teaching before he wipes away her tears and she realizes that this is her Rabboni, her Lord, her teacher. But when she sees her rising sun, then she is healed. She's healed of all her misunderstanding. Malachi 4 verse 2, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow like fat, like stall-fed calves." And so this time when she leaves the tomb, not like the first, this time she leaves the tomb with rejoicing to go and tell the disciples that her Son of Righteousness has arisen. According to 2 Peter 1:19, "We too have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed to as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." The rising of the sun, it drives away the darkness. It awakens the earth and it comes back to life. birds chirping, human activity starts to stir. In the same way, we have the forgiveness of sin, and our Son of Righteousness will give light to the darkness of our hearts. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene, she thought he was the gardener, but when she saw the face of the risen Lord, when he said to her, Mary, she saw the light which shines for all men to believe. Now I can imagine Mary, who has now seen the dawn of her salvation, that she might say, with Romans 13, verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. For you see, the Lord has cast away her darkness and has given her the light. She awakens and she goes and gathers the rest of the disciples to live in Christ, to live in that new light. He is a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Most churches, they face to the east. Yep, where we find the rising sun. Graveyards are usually oriented eastward. Even the term orient to the east simply means to set things up toward the east. Well, we have come. We have come this morning to gather on Easter. East, yes. And now that we have received once again the gospel of the resurrection, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. We know that Christ has conquered sin and death. We are the forgiven children of God. He has risen in our hearts through the word itself. So let us orient our lives in accordance with our new life in Christ. We have a Rabboni who wishes to rise in our hearts and give light to every aspect of our lives. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The canticle is the Benedictus. It's found on page 217 in the front part of the hymnal. We rise.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the forgiveness of their sins,
through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly implore you that as you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring the same to good effect. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Lord, having risen from the dead, we ask that you would give comfort to Cecil and his family at the passing of his brother Jack last evening. We ask, dear Lord, that they might be comforted by the resurrection and the promise of new life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord, and make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings being ordered by your governance may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Page 244. All of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus.
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Oh, holy, oh, 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 holy, oh, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. God's glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of a majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. Believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. O God, for our redemption, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, so that we may rise to live with Christ forever, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.